The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we've made an addition to the listing of entertainment sites around the Triangle. Let's look at what's going on at the Carrboro Arts Center. That's on East Main Street in Carrboro. In the Wynn Theater at 8 o'clock, Friday, March 13th, it's Leahy. Leahy is back on the road, and the Arts Center was delighted to welcome them for the next chapter in the story of one of the most highly regarded progressive folk roots bands. Saturday, March 14th, John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band. The band is an all-star group of four legendary award-winning musicians. Friday, March 20th, it's Dom Flemons, a founding member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Multi-instrumentalist Flemons is an expert player on the banjo, fife, guitar, harmonica, jug, percussion, quills, and rhythm bones, and a music scholar with a repertoire that covers over 100 years of American traditional music. Sunday, March 22nd at the Carrboro Arts Center, Alash. So, masters of traditional Tuvan throat singing, known for their subtle infusion of modern influences into traditional Tuvan music. Thursday, April 16th, Aoife O'Donovan, called a vocalist of unerring instinct by the New York Times. O'Donovan is one of the most sought-after vocalists and songwriters of her generation, and has collaborated with some of the most eminent names in music. And it's Saturday, April 25th, Tannehill Weavers, the Arts Center's perennial favorite. The Tannehill Weavers have spent a half century as Scotland's premier folk band, combining traditional melodies with driving rhythmic accompaniment and rich vocals to win fans beyond the folk and Celtic music scenes. At the Carrboro Arts Center, there's also the West End Theater, Saturday, March 14th, and then Saturday, May 16th, family-friendly Transactors Improv. This is a short-form improv scenes based on audience suggestions. Everything is made up on the spot, and the content is appropriate for children and adults who act like children. It takes place at 6 in the West End Theater. Then, No Shame Theater, March 14th, April 18th, May 16th, and June 20th. No Shame Theater is an open performance venue for original and compelling short performances. Those start at 8. Again, that's all at the Carrboro Arts Center on East Main Street in Carrboro. Checking out PNC Arena in West Raleigh. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Wednesday, March 11th, it's Nick Cannon Presents Wild and Out Live Tour 2020. Fans can expect stand-up routines by their favorite Wild and Out cast members, as well as live music performances from some of today's hottest artists. Each night, Nick and the cast will also invite members of the audience to join them for Wild and Out's most popular games. Thursday, March 11th, Billie Eilish, Where Do We Go World Tour. This concert is sold out, but there is always the chance that you could get on a wait list. Friday, March 13th, the Millennium Tour 2020, featuring Omarion and Bow Wow with the Ying Yang Twins, Lloyd, Sammy, Pretty Ricky, and Soulja Boy. Sunday, March 15th, it is the Harlem Globetrotters, creating lasting family memories, one smile and rim-rattling dunk at a time. There's also the Magic Pass, which gets you on the court with the Globetrotters before the game. Friday, March 20th, Michael Bublé. In the U.S. alone, Bublé has already performed for over a half million fans. He's sold over 60 million records worldwide over the course of his extraordinary career, has had numerous number one singles, and hosted seven NBC specials and won four Grammys. Sunday, March 22nd, it's Winter Jam 2020. Christian music's premier multi-artist annual outing, the Winter Jam Tour Spectacular, steps into a new decade with a fan-favorite headliner, Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Crowder. More than 10 artists are on the schedule. Suggested $15 donation at the door. No tickets required. Everything is general admission seating. Friday, March 27th, it's the Festival of Laughs. Sunday, March 29th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. April 25th, Women's Empowerment 2020. Tuesday, May 19th, JoJo Siwa. That's JoJo Siwa's Dream Tour. Sunday, May 24th, Ozuna. This is the Nibiru World Tour. Saturday, June 6th, the Dude Perfect 2020 Tour. A couple of things have been added to the list further in the year. Friday, June 26th, Joe Rogan, the Sacred Clown Tour. And Friday and Saturday, September 18 and 19, it's Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get Tour. All right, checking out DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, through Sunday, March 15th, it's Les Miserables. Thursday, March 19th, Evening of Entertainment. Friday through Sunday, March 20th through the 22nd, The Color Purple. Tuesday, March 24th, The Choir of Man, the best pub show you've ever seen. Thursday through Sunday, March 26th through the 29th, it's Giselle, and that's American Ballet Theater. Monday, March 30th, Mandy Moore, the North American Tour. Of course, Mandy is from This Is Us. Friday through Sunday, April 3rd through the 5th, it is Stomp. Tuesday through Sunday, April 7th through the 12th, it's The Band's Visit. Thursday, April 16th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. Friday through Sunday, April 17th through the 19th, it's Riverdance. Wednesday, April 22nd, Lake Street Dive, Lounge Around Sounds Tour. Thursday, April 23rd, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2020, Go Big or Go Home. Friday, April 24th, it is Britt Floyd, Echoes 2020. Saturday, April 25th, Bachelor Live on stage. And then Tuesday through Sunday, April 28th through May 3rd, Escape to Margaritaville. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Through March 22nd, it's Carolina Ballet, a celebration of female choreographers. Thursday, March 12th, Celtic Woman's Celebration. This is the 15th anniversary tour. Friday and Saturday, March 13 and 14, and American in Paris, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, and Classical Series. March 13th through the 29th, Bud Not Buddy. This is a Theater Raleigh event. It's 1936 in Flint, Michigan, and 10-year-old Bud is sure about two things. He wants to find his father, and he is not called Buddy. Follow him as he sets off on an epic journey of discovery set to the soulful sounds of jazz, presented in partnership with the Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble, and it's at Kennedy Theater. Friday, March 20th, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. It's the Abhishek Upmanyu Comedy Show. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater, 7:30 performance. Saturday, March 21st, Dancing in the Street, the Music of Motown. And this is May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday through Sunday, March 24th through the 29th at Duke Energy Center, Memphis. From the underground dance clubs of the 1950s Memphis comes the Tony and Olivier award-winning musical that bursts off the stage with explosive dancing, irresistible songs, and a thrilling tale of fame and forbidden love. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday, March 26th. Eric Johnson Classics, present and past. Eric has been traveling on a prolific odyssey over the course of more than four decades. Along the way, his creations have encompassed a repertoire that cross-pollinates genres, which include rock, blues, jazz, fusion, soul, folk, new age, classical, and even country. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, March 27 and 28, Beethoven Symphony No. 7. This is part of the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, both nights. Saturday, September 28th, Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus, live. This off-Broadway hit comedy is a one-man fusion of theater and stand-up, and is a light-hearted theatrical comedy based on the New York Times number one best-selling book of the last decade. Sunday, March 29th, Barons of Broadway. This is North Carolina Master Chorale. The Chorale and Pit Orchestra presents some of the most beloved music from the American Musical Theater. You'll hear songs from shows like Camelot, My Fair Lady, Phantom, Cats, Guys and Dolls, and a lot more. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at 3 o'clock. Carolina Theater performances coming up. Thursday, May 12th, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Following an extended 50th anniversary tour, the ensemble grew to a six-piece band in 2018. For the first time since their early jug band days, all six members also sing. And when their voices merge, the harmonies add a powerful new component for the legendary band. Saturday, March 14th, an evening with Amy Grant. Conventional wisdom has it that Amy Grant put contemporary Christian music on the map, becoming the first Christian country music artist, Christian contemporary music, to have a platinum record, the first to hit number one on the pop charts, and the first to perform at the Grammy Awards. Sunday, March 15th at Carolina Theater, Somewhere South premiere with Vivian Howard. A special screening of an episode of Somewhere South, a new series featuring award-winning chef Vivian Howard, which premieres at 9 March 27th on PBS stations nationwide. This celebration will also feature a Q&A with Howard and series director Cynthia Hill. The show is 6 one-hour episodes where chef and author Vivian Howard digs deeper into the lesser-known roots of Southern food, Southern cooking, and Southern living. That all starts at 4:30, Carolina Theater. Monday, March 16th, welcome to Night Vale, the podcast. Tuesday, March 17th, Steve Hackett, Genesis Revisited 2020, Selling England by the Pound. Wednesday, March 18th, Rome and Duddy, Friends and Family Acoustic Tour. Thursday, March 19th, Letterkenny Live. Saturday, March 21st, Daddy's Boys, with music, drama, and comedy, Daddy's Boys tells the story of a widowed father and his sons coming together through fractured relationships when faced with prostate cancer. The play is produced by award-winning playwright Garrett Davis, who specializes in producing entertainment that also educates about minority health issues. This is a 5 o'clock performance on Saturday, March 21st. Sunday, March 22nd, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Beethoven is Knocking. Monday, March 23rd, Banff Center Mountain Film Festival World Tour. Thursday, March 26th at Carolina Theater, The Unlikely Story of the Lesbians of First Friday, 7 o'clock performance. Friday through Sunday, March 27th through the 29th, Patience with the Durham Savoyards. Tuesday, March 31st, Kenny Wade Shepherd Band, The Traveler Tour. For the last quarter century, riding shotgun with Shepherd has been the greatest road trip in rock and roll. Gone is the young Louisiana gunslinger who erupted onto the early 90s scene with his Burn It Down guitar solos and gut punch songcraft. The man he's become is even more magnetic. If that quarter century journey has taught Shepherd anything, it's that there's no such thing as mission accomplished. All right, we're going to run down several of some of the big events going on in the Triangle coming up. First off, Dreamville Festival 2020. Rapper J. Cole's Dreamville Festival is not far off, scheduled for April 4th at Raleigh's Dix Park. A list of performers has yet to be released, but tickets are on sale starting at $129. The festival benefits the Dreamville Foundation and Dix Park Conservancy. Merle Fest 2020, the 33rd annual Merle Fest, is set for the weekend of April 23rd through the 26th in Wilkesboro on the campus of Wilkes Community College. The event draws heavily, 75 to 80,000 fans each year. Now, here are just a few of the performers slated to appear at Merle Fest this year. Willie Nelson and Family, Alison Krauss, John Prine, Green Sky Bluegrass, Melissa Etheridge, Mavis Staples, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, the Marcus King Band, Colin Hay, Billy Strings, the Jerry Douglas Band, Sam Bush Band, Jim Lauderdale, Kruger Brothers, John Cowan, the Waybacks, and many, many more. And again, that's Merle Fest 2020, set for April 23rd through the 26th. Also coming up in late April, Raleigh's Brugaloo 2020. Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th, there's a Friday night block party with samples of barrel-aged and sour beers. There's the Saturday Street Fest with 110 plus North Carolina breweries by the glass or taste. Of course, there are going to be food trucks, live music, local vendors, and thousands of your closest friends. For the state's largest craft beer fest, voted number one best beer festival in 2019 by USA Today. Tickets are not required for designated drivers. And here are some of the ticket prices. For the Friday night block party from 6 to 10, $45 online, $55 the day of. For Saturday's street festival from 2 to 10, tickets are sold in bundles of 25. Two tickets will get you a 3-ounce taste, and five tickets will get you a full pint. Now, if you buy online now through April 12th, the bundle is $30. If you buy online April 13th through the 25th, the bundle is $35. And if you wait until the day of, a bundle of 25 tickets will cost you $40, and a bundle of 15 tickets is $24. As you might expect, IDs will be checked upon entry. You must have a wristband and tickets to drink. Ticket booths and wristband stations are located on Martin, Davie, and Hargett Streets between Fayetteville and Salisbury Streets. Please drink responsibly. Time once again for the North Carolina Pickle Festival, set for April 24th and 25th to be held where else but Mount Olive. The festival, which is celebrating its 34th year, obviously is all about everything pickle. Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival spread across 310 acres of an urban park. The annual Crazy Spring Days Fest is nestled under the shady canopy of Bond Park. The event showcases the best of the state's diverse arts and crafts community, with 170-plus artists, entertainment across four stages, delicious food, and its famed Earth Day celebration. Again, the festival is held at Bond Park on High House Road in Cary. And the dates again, Saturday, April 25th. I said dates, didn't I? I meant to say the date is Saturday, April 25th, Bond Park from 9 to 5. Meet in the Street, the ultimate neighborhood meetup, has brought the community together in downtown Wake Forest for almost 40 years of fun, food, vendors, arts and crafts, live music, and more. If you have a 9 to 14-year-old, don't miss the Young Entrepreneurs Fair, where they can entrepreneur like a boss by creating handmade items and selling them alongside the professional artisans. Meet in the Street is set for Saturday, May 2nd in downtown Wake Forest. The hours, 10 to 4. Then what began as a small community day in the school parking lot 40 years ago has become one of Apex's main events, with more than 22,000 attendees taking over Salem Street each year. The day-long Arts and Crafts Fest brings the community together to fete family, food, fellowship, and fun, featuring, for starters, live music, jewelry, pottery, acrylics, watercolors, kids' entertainment, and fair-type food. Peak Fest is scheduled for Saturday, May 2nd, along Salem Street in downtown Apex, the hours 9 to 5. Thrive North Carolina. Tickets are now on sale for this food festival. It's held in downtown Raleigh City Market Thursday and Friday, May 7th and 8th. Thrive North Carolina, which held its inaugural event in 2018, was developed to help raise awareness about food insecurity in the Triangle, where more than 1.5 North Carolinians struggle with hunger on a daily basis. As with previous years, the first day will include a food summit that delves into ways to address hunger in the state. A service project will be held on the second day involving members of the community in partnership with a local nonprofit. Each night includes a food festival with more than 65 local restaurants and beverage purveyors, live entertainment, chef demonstrations, and music. Tickets for Thrive NC's food festivals are $30 each. Tickets have sold out in previous year. And, of course, the Got to Be NC Festival. For 3 days in May, it's Got to Be NC Festival, where you and the family of friends can get in on some down-home fun. There's the quintessential parade, carnival rides, food, music, and more, of course. But don't miss a few main attractions. Think the Carolina Bluegrass Battle or the 15th Annual Carolina Pig Jig, the famed All-You-Can-Eat Barbecue Cook-Off, where a People's Choice ticket gets you voting power. That's May 16th, starts at 11 a.m. till the queue is gone. And be sure to check out the marketplace for samplings and sales of North Carolina-made food, beer, and wine, and some of the most delicious flavors the state has to offer. For a lot more information, jump online at gottobncfestival.com. Again, that's May 15th through the 17th. NC State Fairgrounds on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, and this has turned into, obviously, a very popular event. Got to Be NC, May 15th through the 17th, State Fairgrounds on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Again, if you want to go online for more information about this event, go to GotToBeNCFestival.com. And that will wrap things up for today. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call. 919-832-5138. So long until next time.